Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We got Max Kame in the booth to talk about all things Bring the Noise. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yo, good, good. I guess first of all, what is Bring the Noise?
Bring the Noise is a music competition aimed at Otago University and Otago Polytech students. It's been running for a number of years. It's been Bring the Noise since 2019, when it was rebranded to include all genres of music within Dunedin. So it's a competition that has some pretty sweet prizes up for grabs, all based around professionalism and set delivery and live performance and originality. It's all based on original music. So we've got the finals coming up this Wednesday, first of October, Pint Night.
Very
How
exciting.
Good?
How good? I guess, what's your favourite part about Bring the Noise?
I like seeing all the brand new talent that emerges. Every single year, there are bands that enter that nobody's heard of. It's their first ever gig, and they just absolutely blow everyone away. There's been a couple bands that have played so far this Bring the Noise that I believe it was their first ever gig. And I was just in awe. I was like, how do we not know if these people existed already? It's definitely the favorite part. And also just seeing the sort of community that it creates. You know, everyone's already there and participating actively within the scene. But I think just the element of bringing everyone together into the one space is really awesome, because, you know, people mingle and they chat music and they talk about shared experience, and it's just an awesome vibe.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's super cool. I know one of the bands that got through the finals, Total Hearts, I was chatting to them after their set. First ever gig they'd ever played was Bring the Noise, and they're in the finals now.
Yeah, and I think they formed like 4 weeks before the competition,
which
or
is
something.
Insane.
And they already had three kicker originals.
Crazy stuff. Bring the Noise, man. Bringing out all of the talent.
It's the one.
Yeah. I mean, who else is playing on Wednesday? It's Total Hearts.
Yeah, Wednesday is Total Hearts, Cleos, who are a new band as well.
Yeah, I haven't
amazing.
Heard of them.
They were awesome. Fubar, Amanita, you're testing me here.
Oh, 70s Corn Syrup.
70s Corn Syrup Explosion.
Dr. Wazoo. Yes.
And that might be all of them.
I think
that's seven.
Yeah.
There we go.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It's going to be fun.
Frothing.
Yeah. And what do they win if they win Bring the Noise?
Some pretty sweet prizes up for grabs. We've got a single recording package, which takes place at Sublime Studio up in the Waitiki Valley. We've got a music video package, which will be done by Otago Polytechnic, who have crazy access to resources. We have a radio promotion package courtesy of R1.
Super sick.
We have a PR package courtesy of Knick Knack Media, who are a Tamaki based PR company who do some awesome mahi. We have a custom merchandise package from Print Room. Got professional press photography and logo design from K Frost Photography and Daniel Wells Design. And we have cash prizes and much, much more. It's awesome.
Sick. That's such a good prize.
Yeah, frothin'. Yeah, it's definitely the most that's ever been on the table before. So
yeah, huge stuff.
I think
stuff.
One band's going to be walking away pretty stoked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yo. And you mentioned before something about Blueprint Sessions as well.
Yeah, so this year we've refreshed the whole concept of Bring the Noise. We've sort of expanded its purpose, tried to cement its place within the scene a little bit more heavily, and we've sort of taken on a much bigger focus around education, specifically creating pathways for Otipoti musicians, educating local musicians around sort of standard industry practice or next steps or you know, stuff like that. We've created Blueprint Sessions, and this will be the first edition of Blueprint Sessions coming up Tuesday next week, 7th of October. And it's basically like a music seminar. We've got a bunch of panelists coming on board to deliver some speeches in key areas, conducted via Zoom and also live in-person speaking. So we've got No Cigar coming on board to talk about their artist journey and experience. Mm-hmm. We've got DRM, who are a massive music distribution company based up in Tamaki. We've got Knick Knack Media talking about PR, PR within the NZ industry. We've got Sublime Studios talking about studio experience, and, you know, all of that sort of realm. And we've got Kelsey Frost and Daniel Wells talking about branding and the importance of branding for artists. So
super cool.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, they've got some really incredible information to share with everyone. And also the event is open to anyone from within Dunedin, anyone who is directly involved with music, anyone who's within the university scene, anyone who isn't within the university scene, anyone who is just interested in hearing about music or might be looking into the industry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You've got like it's a huge range of people talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be crazy.
I'm excited, especially to have the likes of No Cigar on board who are really taking off around the world right now.
Yeah.
So I think they'll have some valuable information to share with our local music community.
100%.
Yeah, and I guess the purpose of the sessions are to sort of help create deeper pathways within the industry for Dunedin musicians, you know, because so much of the scene is centered around Tamaki, Auckland, and it's often, it can feel quite isolating being all the way down here when everything seems to be going on up there. And it seems like we can sometimes be forgotten about, but that isn't the case. People are well aware of what's going on down here. But yeah, it's really just about trying to help bridge that gap and you know, get more of our local musicians into the eyes of Auckland or, you know, the wider scene. And you know, allowing them to engage with bigger and better opportunities up north and, you know, have their music heard by more and more people. So yes, the first of hopefully many sessions that will
fingers
help
crossed,
deepen
right?
those connections.
Yeah, super cool. It's like a little stepping stone up to Auckland,
that's
I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Super sick. Yeah, I mean, is there anything else? Bring the noise.
Yeah. I mean, come along on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's free entry. It's at U Bar. The winner will be walking away extremely stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, unbiasedly, I mean, it is biased, but unbiasedly, this is the best sort of the best baseline level of music there's ever been within Bring the
hugely.
Noise. Like the artists that are playing this year are incredible.
Super talented group.
So that, I think it really speaks for where the scene is at right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's some strong music coming through, some great musicians, some really interesting songwriting, and such a range of genre as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, the variety in the final is crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome, because I guess like there's been, seems to have always been like dedicated movements across periods of time, you know. Few years back it was more surf rocky, and then I feel like recently it started getting quite heavier and grungier, maybe within the last 2 years, but now we're still seeing that sort of heavy grunginess coming through, but there's a lot more like folk coming through, and there's a lot more like jazz sort of influenced music, and there's there's a really
cool.
incredible range, so come check it out. It's
it'll
awesome.
Be fun, you won't regret it. And then, where can people find information about Blueprint Sessions too?
You can RSVP for free at ousa.flickit.co.nz. It's limited capacity, so get in quick because it will fill up really, really quickly. And you can find more about it just on the Bring the Noise Otipoti Instagram page at Bring the Noise Otipoti or Radio 1's Instagram page.
Sick. Well, thank you. See you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Maddie.
All good. This is all.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.